Good morning, MGTOW man. What a nice night to be sort of pulled over on the side of the road. Not much is happening. But yeah, I did get some more and mixed nuts. My evil little Jesus thing. Yeah, the mixed nuts are, they're basically what's available. The only thing that's available. I know. Fuck, look at all the fibre. Well, I just had a really, really, really great idea. Is that thanks to my magic Jesus sticks, it's bound up the fucking it's bound up the rear view vision mirror in that one sort of position, which is good when you're driving. But doesn't sort of... I'm all out of fucking knives. Oh, there just happens to be a ragtag little section there. But what this does, what this little strip of cloth does, I've got the fucking intensity thing, or the sensitivity to brightness stuck up. So what that does is that reflects light, and rather than being straight on and straight off, it gives a diffused light. And you can see the immediate improvement. Do you know what I mean? I was actually looking for a white sheet of paper, but that'll do. So yeah, here we have the Nobby's mixed nuts. So I can put them in a low fucking pan on a very, very, very low heat. I can melt the butter just enough to cover the nuts and put a little bit of chocolate over the top. And yeah. You know, and instead of being like every sort of fucking peanut sort of thing, having a full, thick amount of chocolate, and the nuts are embedded in the fucking chocolate, you know, sort of like gravel in cement sort of thing. I thought if I just make it up just enough butter to coat the fucking all the mixed nuts, just, you know, with a bit of fucking, with a decent sort of coat, and to heat the nuts up, and then to put a little bit of cacao in. Then that's actually quite a good thing. Look at that, how it works, you know. No light. Or reflected light. That's actually good. So, that way I can have the nutritional benefits of nuts and cocoa and a little bit of butter without actually having, you know, like there's a block of fucking nuts embedded in a fucking cake of chocolate, you know what I mean? I'm not against chocolate. I just don't like eating fucking loads of it, you know what I mean? Yeah. What a funny day. I've got to get out and get exercise to elevate my moods. It's been sort of raining all day, and it sort of should be finished by now for good, sort of more or less. And, yeah. Part of health and well-being is, part of health and well-being is a cunt with his interstellar level fucking driving lights on. Yeah, you fucking cunt. Show some manners. So this is what... well, it says they're super soft. Yeah, I'll change the focus over from autofocus to anyway. That's things that help sort of just in the mood and all this other sort of stuff, you know. Is it says these are super soft. I've never tried this brand before, but it says very soft. It said rounded heads, you know, which are flame. Oh yeah, they have been too. Yet the knife, it depends on how hot the flame is and how quickly you pass thin little bristles over it, nylon bristles, but you know, you can end up with a nice little dome fucking thing, or it'll start to sort of melt and sort of mushroom out and then sort of mushroom out and then sort of, you know, down the shaft type thing, you know. So in this case they sort of look a little bit sort of clump together. Well, I don't know if where's the fucking camera. But no, well, whatever. Yeah, what a great night. So I went and got some supplies. And, God, I was feeling very much on the grief sort of mode sort of thing. Just sad. That's all right. I guess I've got to deal with some pretty fucking painful people and some pretty fucking corrupt people. And I'd rather, I wish these cunts would just not do what they do. And I also wish they'd just cordially just fuck off and die, you know. But, you know, God's gifted me with, you know, amazingly amazing talents. And it's up to me to put them to good use. So I have to. You know, and that's good. because it's so cold during the days, I've been sort of staying up night. And oh, that fucking internet. Have I ever. But I was looking on the... what is it? Academy.org or something like that. And they've put all their videos up on Open Academy or something like that. And I forget his name. It's like Kish James or something, K-I-S-H. Something like that. And what he's done is he's a teacher of philosophy. And one of the videos that he did, which is, I thought this is very, very sort of helpful, was that... I'm fucking hungry. It was on philosophy and how to live life. Fuck, I hate these cunts. How to live life when facing the certainty of death, you know what I mean? Like, we're all going to die eventually. And, you know, there was a lot of really good information in that, but what I didn't know is that they've... YouTube used to run all their videos in FLV format, and then they changed it to MP4 format. So I've got all these old files in FLV format, and that's kind of like, that's good, but they're sort of becoming extinct, you know? As a great sort of, I guess, an archivist, a historian, you know, that, you know, oh, what was it called? You know, when Microsoft sort of thought they ruled the waves and everybody got sick of their fucking shit. Well, what's happened is, oh God, I forget the name of the fucking... I forget the name of the program, and but they were using the MKV or Matryoshka video format, I think it was, and that is a really good video processor. But the trouble is that it really comes from the days when the wars against Microsoft just raged for their fucking inept bullshit software, you know, and trying to fence all the customers in to only using their proprietary formats and, or to using their proprietary formats and only their proprietary formats, you know, and everybody just went apeshit and said, fuck off, Microsoft. And so the MKV format was created, and it's a really good format. But kind of MP3 is like a ubiquitous, because it works, it's really good, it's simple, it's straightforward, you know what I mean? And it's been out a long time. And everybody uses it because it works, you know. But unless it sort of becomes widely taken up, the formats die through just not use. They sort of fade into obscurity. And when you make, video, you know, some of the stuff you get for Linux, some of the free video makers are using MKV, and so you've got to be able to convert, you know, use a video modifier type program, you know, cutting and editing and all that sort of shit. And what happens is there's now a lot of sites that can't upload MKV video files too. And there are also other Linux programs that use, I'm trying to give you a fairly comprehensive sort of clear understanding when there's just staggering amounts of fucking information and history behind it, you know. And in the phone camera, this is why you've got to go with sort of standard formats that everything can use, you know, like MP3. That, you know, if you need to record conversations or whatever, or you need to record videos, you know, MOV has sort of fallen by the wayside, you know. Kind of a format, huge files, you know. But over the years, a lot of different mobile phone companies and manufacturers have created video encoding software. And although the stuff is technically, it's very good, it's impressive, you know, and they make very small video files and, you know, various qualities of camera and various capabilities of processors and processors, you know. You know, you get some of these Linux programs that are, and there were dozens of them, you know. I did a heap of research into just, fuck me, I've got all these files in formats that nothing will play, you know. So I had to do a whole heap of research and stuff and work my way out of that to convert all these files out of that format, you know. And I forget how I got into this. Yeah, so what a fantastic day. It's actually like about 10 o'clock at night. Well, nearly 7 p.m. actually, round about the sort of centre of the mid-year. So, you got to, I'm lost. So anyway, guys, you know, keep yourself nice, and, I like to have one toothbrush in the kitchen and one in the bathroom, because if I'm just want to go get a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or something and then brush my teeth and go to bed, I can do that while the kettle's boiling, you know what I mean? I can do that in the kitchen. Or if I'm going to have a shower and I want to scrub myself from head to foot, I can have my fucking do my teeth while I'm in the shower, you know what I mean? So, yeah. But I was down to sort of one still usable toothbrush. And these are important things for your health and well-being. Because there's a lot of people who get, you know, infections into the gums and the gums go into the bloodstream and that gets into your heart and then you fall over dead. There's a lot of people just, you know, people think, oh, dying, you know, oh, someone's driving at high speed in a car and they were drunk and they fucking, you know, off their face on a heap of stuff and then they ran a red light, you know, and ploughed into you and killed you. But there's so many little things, you know, that do kill a lot of people as well. Personal hygiene, lack of exercise, all this other sort of stuff, you know. So, yeah, I'm not going, oh my God, if I don't brush my teeth, I'm going to die. But that's something you can be aware of, you know. Just the importance of self-care. And, you know, I thought, you know, these were, I don't know, there's four toothbrushes there, two packs, that's eight, each one lasts, say, I don't know how good those are, how good the fucking, because some of the shit out of China is appalling, you know, but if they last, say, 3 months, that's eight threes. What's the word? Oh, that's good. They got some manners. They're still about a three quarters of a K away and they've dropped a low beam. It's just good manners. The of course there's a fairly high percentage of country people that have really, really good light bars, you know, like driving lights, you know, accessory type night. Because you're out in the pitch black, it's in the middle of fucking nowhere, you know what I mean? There's you know. And you know, so they put on really good fucking lights, you know. And a lot of the cars now are also coming out with really good fucking lights in the first place, especially if they're the higher, the, you know, like four-wheel drives with higher, physically higher off the ground headlights that sort of, so they might look like they're dazzling you, but the lights are just high off the ground and on low beam and like, fuck, I can't see, you know. Yeah, so, I think there's a real need to connect with other people too. I think that's a very important thing for men. It's not to, a bit of isolation can be good, you know, but not a lot of isolation. And you need to connect with other people. And, you know, the internet can be really good for that sort of stuff. But, the internet can be really good for that, but, you know, you still got to get off your ass and get on with all the other things you've got to get on with, and not be on the fucking internet all the time, so, Yeah, that's the thing. How I got into that was that the I've saved and archived all these videos from YouTube that are in the FLV format because they're good videos that, you know, the content creator made good work, you know. And so I kind of had forgotten because it's a long time since I've accessed it, but what I figured was that better go look it up. And I think it's Academic Earth, and what they've done is they've compiled the whole this one philosophical teacher, or philosophy teacher, has made a set of about 26 videos, about 46 minutes long, on the subject of death. And they're pretty good. So there were three of them on suicide, you know, different aspects of life and quality of life and all sorts of things. And so it's really good material to add to the knowledge and add to the experience and add to the sort of perspectives on life. But I thought, oh, I don't have enough data to go and download all 26 videos right now. But I thought I might upload the ones on suicide. Yeah. And maybe combine the ones, because of the internet and shit getting spread all over the place, I might combine the ones on suicide into one single block file, you know. Important things to think about, man. Because I sort of said for a long time, there's a lot of ways to commit suicide, and one of them is to not look after yourself and not take good care of yourself and to put up with shit people walking all over your back and just lay down and take it, you know, until you give up sort of stuff, you know. And getting back to that subject, you know, of being pretty fucking formidable, you know. I've had two very good lawyers who were working in a royal, I think it's called a royal inquiry. And one of them, she said, "You're the most amazing person I've ever met. You know, how do you know all this stuff, you know?" You know, because I'm coming out with shit that, you know, is kind of like really stretching her limits, you know. And there was another guy who was the main man. It's not a royal inquisition, it's a... Oh, so it's a royal something, royal fucking... in some form of trial of subject matter at the highest levels, you know. And he said, in my entire 25 years of as a practicing lawyer, he said, "You're the most incredible person that I've ever had the privilege of working with, you know." You know, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm there with my, you know, finger up my ass and my mind in neutral going, geez, these guys just sit up in bed in the morning going, you know, typing their 180-page reports, 180 pages a day or some shit, you know what I mean? And I'm there off with the fairies, you know. And they're saying that to me, and I'm thinking, Shane, you have a lot, you have a huge amount of room for improvement here, you know. You can be doing so much better. When I compare myself to them, and that's what they were saying about me. Well, that's what they said to me. So, you know, I think these are gifts from God. And, you know, and the idea, I think, is to get off my fucking ass and use them, you know. To not let these talents go to waste. And, what's the words? Oh, God. You know. Yeah. I don't endorse taking LSD or hallucinogens, especially things like magic mushrooms and all this sort of stuff, you know. But, and I don't think they improve anything, but altered experiences, it's like, I think, you know, where you get those movies, you know, say you're just driving along, and then, you know, me and a friend at the time, we were driving along, and then this car, It was two lanes coming down the windy side of a big, huge hill, you know, sort of thing, or big hill, you know, and there's two lanes going up, and so these four lanes snaked and fucking wove up the side of the fucking, you know, huge hill out of the valley, and what happened was, you know, we were driving along, and then, you know, this car pulled into the centre lane, both going in the same direction, you know, two this way and two this way, you know. And this car pulled along sort of beside us, and then the guy just fucking, as he was coming along beside us, he wanted to get past really quick. So what he did is he floored it, you know, and it happened to be pissing down rain, and there was like a sheet of fucking water over the road, and we and this car just went fucking, it just slid out and started spinning, you know what I mean? And we're just both looking out the window going, you know, and there's this car spinning round and round and round beside us, and then because there's a slope, it's a bit of a slight bank to the corner, it just slid out and slid out, and then went off the other side of the road into the deep, soft dirt embankment, you know. And we just, did you see that? Fuck. You know, you're just driving along and there's a car spinning around beside you, you know. And we got out and, you know, there wasn't a real lot of damage to these either him or the car or anything like that. It was more like bit of a fucking buckled panel or something, and, you know, bit of a buckled end panel at the back of the car or something, and stuck in the deep mud, or stuck in the deep sort of muddy dirt, and we didn't have ropes or anything, and, but it was all right, but, yeah, so there's, that's what I mean, is like, I don't endorse taking hallucinogens. But that's what, you know, tripping and going far out, wow, you know. That's what it's sort of like, you know, you just, you know, and I'm not an endorser of Buddhism. But like, say, going into a temple and there's a brass ringing bowl, and if you know things about musical instruments, you know that there are things that, if they're designed in a certain way and they're sort of a just-so sort of creation, they will give a perfect tone. And one of the attributes of, you know, really, it does, it's not good or bad, you know, it just is, you know what I mean? But one of the aspects of, you know, if you go and get a whole heap of different sizes and shapes of brass singing bowls, you know, and you tap them, you'll find that when placed on a hard surface, there will be some that'll go ping, and they will ring for a very, very long time because the way the bowl resonates and stuff, you know, the way the sound energy circulates in the bowl, you know, in the metal. Like sort of tuning forks, you know. If they're designed and made just so, they will work very well. But if one of the legs of the tuning fork, you know, like that sort of thing, one leg is slightly wider, thicker, slightly longer, a slightly different length, you know, what you do is you get that one leg of the fucking tuning fork will resonate at a slightly different frequency to the other leg, and you'll hear how'd I go into this? You'll hear where you get, instead of a you'll get a you know, as the frequencies start to match up, and then they go out of phase, and then they start to match up and then go out of phase, you know. So that's what I mean by tripping, is you get, when you get, say, a Tibetan singing bowl that is crafted, maybe slightly by accident or by people who really know their shit and they're doing a first-rate job on it, when you get a bowl that is crafted and gives an absolutely pure, clear tone and it resonates for ages, you just go, far out, wow, you know. You know, that's what I mean by tripping. There's so many things besides, you know, peyote, mescaline, you know, LSD, magic mushrooms, all this sort of shit. There's so many really vivid fucking experiences you can have that you just go, fuck. You know, to put it in druggy parlance, it's like, fuck, this is really tripping, you know. Just goes on all the time. And yeah, I forgot how I got into that, but anyway. Yeah, so that's what I get a lot of in all this legal work. I just trip, you know, there's just stuff comes into me from the consciousness of the universe and I just go, oh, I go look this up. Find out what this means. Go on this website. And so as part of my fucking journey is I've decided to tell this retarded Jacinta Allen, this retarded cunt, and her behaviour modification courses for men, you know, I've decided to take that retarded cunt on, you know. So, yeah, that's a good thing. And just as a for instance, I'll get off this. Yeah, see, that's the LED light up there. I can't see if you fuck it, which end's got the fucking camera in it. But see, that's got the heat sink on the back. So it's got a LED that's super fucking bright up there, but yeah, there's a big fucking heat. It's an aluminium plate. It's an aluminium plate with a big fucking heat sink across there. So it draws all the fucking heat out. And I've got super bright fucking lighting in the cabin instead of the little, you know, 2.5 watt, 12 volt DC little festoon globe in there that sort of, oh, you know, you turn it on and you go, oh, fuck, oh, here's the steering wheel. You know, oh, there's a dashboard. Oh, there's the fucking window. And that's about it. Oh, I can actually, you know, could run a microscope under that. It's really good. All right, people, so gotta love you and get going. Bye.